Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. This is your boy, the coach from the WWE. I would like to welcome you to the very first wrestling podcast in the world to take you on a weekly deep dive in the classic matches along with legends of the squared circle. Enjoy the discussion. Enjoy the back and forth. There's so much to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Payoff.
Welcome to an all-new episode of The Payoff. I'm Tom. That's Jeff. 1-2-3 Kid HBK. You can hear it in my voice. Jeff, we're on video. You can see the smile on my face. I'm very excited to cover this match. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one. So this is, I'd say, the first kind of add-on match. When I had like a down Saturday and I wasn't really doing much. And so ended up just adding a whole bunch of matches. And a lot of them ended up being like best of Monday Night Raw. And we didn't have a whole lot of Raw matches. And this was one that I found it and I was like, you know what, like, how could this not be good? Especially when you look at the date of, you know, early 1996. We'll get into it in the aftermath of kind of what was to come pretty quick after this as well too, you know, some big lot going on behind the scenes. And so, you know, why not? I'm trying to cover some different stuff for us, especially in 2024. And so that's what we're doing. And so that's how we got to this one. And who doesn't like, you know, I said 1-2-3 X-Pac, Sean Waltman and Shawn Michaels, plain and simple.
I agree. I'm ready to get into this one if you are.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
All right. It's time for the build.
Oh, it's time for the build.
All right. So Monday Night Raw, we're headed to WrestleMania 12. We're on a collision course of Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels. Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about WrestleMania 12, of course, is that it's basically a one-match show. I mean, obviously there were matches on the undercard, but, you know, and you'll get into this, but leading into this, I mean, it's Bret, it's Shawn, it's Shawn, it's Bret. We've got the vignettes, kind of the Rocky-style training leading up to this, the Iron Man match. So, I mean, this is going to be an hour. We've never seen anything like this before. And, you know, this, even this Raw, I mean, it's built on this. I mean, that's why we're here. And so March 4th, 1996, we're at the Cincinnati Gardens in Cincinnati, Ohio. Jeff, maybe look up the Cincinnati Gardens on Wikipedia. I'm curious what building that is. I'm guessing it's a smaller venue, but of course, no professional basketball team.
It looks like it's one of those like fairground type arenas.
Okay. Yeah. It's probably a dump. So who knows if it's even still standing. So, but yeah, the kind of those fairground type things. We have one out here in Phoenix still. That's where the Thugs used to play. And yeah, they like keep these buildings alive and then they do like, you know, petting zoos and rodeos inside of them.
Well, so that AEW goes to the fairgrounds and WWE goes to the arena. I don't know if that's how it is by you.
In Indianapolis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause they can't fill the big arena. So yeah.
And then the, you know, of course, the interesting thing is this is when we were taping episodes. So this was actually taped a couple weeks prior, not even the week prior, a couple weeks prior, it February 19th to air on March 4th, which is wild. So the three matches on this Raw were Shawn Michaels and the 1-2-3 Kid, JBL, known just as Justin Bradshaw at the time, defeating Hakushi, and then Bret Hart defeating Hunter Hearst Helmsley. So on this show, we've got Shawn, we've got Bret. I mean, that's, like I said, that's kind of what we're building towards. And then, of course, we got Vince and Jerry Lawler on commentary, which kind of an underrated duo, I thought, the two of them. I actually really like them. So that's it, man. That's this Raw. How do we get to Shawn Michaels facing off against the 1-2-3 Kid on the build to WrestleMania?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because there really wasn't a ton here. And so we're going to go back. Like, neither of these guys, like, I think we know now some of the behind the scenes stuff in the click, but at the time, like, there really wasn't a lot going on. So the kid at this point, we're going to go back, actually, like you said, this is taking place March 4th, 1996. We're going to go back to Survivor Series, actually. This is him and Marty Jannetty, friend of the payoff, actually, good friend of the payoff. They had a feud actually kind of going back and forth all the way to that Survivor Series. And so that was of course him being or 1-2-3 being his the last survivor on his team at Survivor Series that year, beating Jannetty. He then had Razor and Marty teaming up, and it was 1-2-3 Kid and Sid or Psycho Sid Vicious, whatever you want to call him, that December 95, and it was in your house. And then you also had 1-2-3 joining the Million Dollar Corporation as well too. And so there was a really bad, neither of them really a crybaby match at In Your House 6th in February 1996. So he had actually been feuding with Razor at this point, as we all know, that kind of first match that they had too. And so the kid, really, him and Sean, not really a lot happening between the two of them. And when you look at, you know, we as we start doing more of these Raw episodes, that's what you're going to get, is these guys that, you know, it may just be a one-off type thing, or maybe it was recorded. There was actually, they recorded a couple Raws on that February date. And so yeah, so you know, kid, you know, having his own feuds, doing his own thing. Michaels, on the flip side though, going back to mid-1995, as we know, he had the In Your House 2. He beat the or beat Jeff Jarrett for the Intercontinental Championship at the In Your House 2. The Lumberjacks was just In Your House 2 at the time. Of course, they then had the him and Razor had the SummerSlam ladder match, which of course Michaels won that one. This is when, you know, we now know the timeline, looking back in retrospect, of when the clique was forming, kind of when that was happening. And this was right around that time. So you start getting into those, some real things happening. Of course, Michael's having the fight outside of the bar in 1995. And then also
That no, that was not a fight. He got his ass kicked.
he got his ass kicked. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
I
a
don't
better way
think
to
that
put
was
it.
a fight.
Yeah, he got assaulted. That's a better way to put it. And then of course, and then having the a scripted worked concussion as well too, which leading to the retirement angle, but then him coming back, winning the Royal Rumble for the second year in a row, which gave us the WrestleMania match that we've talked about a little bit. But again, him and Kid not really doing anything. So just kind of interesting, you know, how we get there, where these guys, we knew they were in the clique together, but well, we didn't know at the time. We know now that they were in the clique together, but just them kind of working together, separate feuds. Obviously, Michael's way more focused on the Hart matchup at this time, but yeah, that's how we get this.
All right. Well, I'm excited to cover
Easy stuff, man. Yeah, I am too.
it.
Quick, short one here. We had a couple weeks of short matches, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's fun to mix it up, and some of these short ones are a lot of fun. So, and it's also obviously the long classics are fun to cover as well. So let's get into this. It's season 4, episode 9 of Monday Night Raw. Season 4, episode 9. We're at the 3 minute mark. Jeff, are you ready?
I am ready.
It's time for the payoff.
Ho! It's time for the payoff.
Hey, here we go. Building looks okay on screen. Not too bad. There's some ra there's some there's some banners hanging in the balance there. Who knows what championships were won by who at the Cincinnati Gardens, but
So it's
someone
mostly
won something.
hockey.
Oh,
A
okay, there you go.
little bit of hockey there, for the most part, back in the 60s, really, though. 70s, not a whole lot happening. Some roller derby as well too, but that was later. Building torn down, 2018.
There you go. Okay, so 1-2-3 Kid is the heel. I wonder if it was torn down for the MLS stadium.
I don't know. I'll
I
have to
just
look
feel
into
like
that for sure.
fairgrounds are often torn down for things like that. So it's like they're not horrible pieces of property and then they turn them into MLS stadiums. Just a wild guess. All right, so heel 1-2-3 Kid in there with Shawn. Love the Shawn Michaels tights. Those are just classic red, really red. I like them a lot. So, all right, starting
Had
off a
the
little rest hold here.
sexy chaps on as well too with it, kind of playing that up a little bit.
When's the last time 1-2-3 Kid wrestled?
I feel like it was actually more recent than I think. I feel whether it was some weird kind of show or something like that. I feel like probably in the last, I'll say 3 years, maybe.
Yeah, 2022
Okay.
against Joey Janela at that GCW pay-per-view,
That's right. Okay. Did he win that one, you know?
which I ordered. I can't, I think he won, but I think he won. I
Okay.
ordered it because there was a
Okay.
couple things on there that were
I
good. I think
do
that was like
remember
the
that,
one
yeah.
Jeff Jarrett fought Effie, and I don't know, there were a couple other matches that I thought were pretty
That's
good. So
right. That's right. Yep. So
man,
working
God, they're
hard,
just
yeah.
they're both so fast.
Michael's at
Especially
the
one, two,
press
three,
here.
kid.
Yep.
Oh, Ted DiBiase and one, two, three, kid corner. Okay, they both go out. Sean comes back in. According to Meltzer, what's the best match in one, two, three, kid's career?
I don't know. Good question there.
It's that Raw match against Bret Hart.
Oh yeah, which we've covered. Yeah.
And
Yeah, and of course.
then
Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, and then the second best match was, we also covered, it was the one on I forget what that show was, the Action Zone. Remember that, the tag match,
Yes,
Diesel
yes,
and Shawn
yes.
against Razor 1-2-3 Kid.
Yep. Yeah, and so you said DiBiase standing at ringside too. Of course, he, like we said at the lead up into this one, he was a part of the Million Dollar Corporation, which for its early days was just DiBiase and Nikolai Volkov. But then you had some different, all kinds of different people. You had IRS, you had Bam Bam Bigelow, Tatanka was there. Yeah, sit or one. Yeah, 1-2-3 was actually one of the last people to be in it, and so kind of Kama was in it, of course, as we all know, Kama, many different names, Papa Shango, all that kind of good stuff.
Kama Mustafa.
The Godfather, yep, of course.
His best WCW match was against Eddie Guerrero in a ladder match.
Yep.
Hey, this is interesting. He had a four-star match in TNA against AJ Styles.
Oh, that's interesting. When was that?
2005.
Interesting.
I wouldn't be opposed to covering that match.
We are when we're recording this one, and we may talk about this over the next couple of episodes at this point, but we're recording this one. It was where last evening was the WrestleMania press conference as well too. We're watching a Monday Night Raw. I guess the first question I'll ask is the weekly show starting to become almost not unmissable, but you almost have to turn in to see what's going to happen a little bit more. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, my viewing habits, obviously over the years have changed, and part of that's DVR and my own personal and professional life. I mean, the cadence I'm in now is I like every Tuesday morning and Saturday morning to watch Raw and SmackDown, fast forwarded. It may take you 10 minutes, it may take you 30 minutes, depending on what's going on, but
Yep.
that's the way I like watching. I do think you kind of have to watch. So there was an era where I swear you didn't have to watch anything on TV and you just watched the pay-per-views. But
Yep.
now they're doing a lot of things on TV and Triple H's pay-per-views. I mean, Royal Rumble being an extreme example, but there were four matches. So his pay-per-views are typically 4 to 5 matches, which means a lot of what's happening in WWE is not on the pay-per-views. Therefore, you have to watch Raw. You
Yep.
have to watch SmackDown. There's interesting things that are happening. Tag team, women's tag teams that just aren't making it in there. So
Yeah.
the pay-per-views. So yeah, I think that's it. I think it's changed over the years, and I think right now, yeah, they've and I don't think it's a coincidence that, look how they're making money. They're making money by selling Raw and SmackDown for hundreds of millions of dollars. Not that they're not making money off the network and PLEs as well, but they want those TV shows to be interesting and episodic and need to tune in, and I think they're doing a very good job of it. You also have Triple H that's a longer term storyteller than Vince McMahon was.
Yep.
So it's less crash TV, let's kind of get to the building and figure out what we're going to do on Monday versus, hey, we're building somewhere. Everything's building. So, which is good. I mean, it's just interesting that the long-term booking, obviously we had asked for it for years. We all wanted it as wrestling fans. We're happy we got it. But I would also argue it significantly increases the value of the WWE TKO business because they can get more for rights fees. And they can get more for rights fees because you actually have to tune in each week, which is what they need you to do.
Yeah, I think especially too with the upcoming move to Netflix, it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out because like they've said in the past, like Netflix doesn't always release subscriber data or like individual viewing data. And so unless it's like, you know, Stranger Things or some big show or something, but I feel like, you know, that might be different. Like we might get worked a little bit on like, you know, how that gets sold to us anymore too. So I think that there's all kinds of interesting dynamics of how it's going to play out. Yeah.
So 1-2-3 kid, you know, it's, well, of course they're friends in real life. So 1-2-3 kid, you know, Sean's going to make him look really good. And it's the way it should be, you know, of course the olden days it was, you know, everybody wanted to get their shit in and they didn't want to look bad. And, you know, I think this was started the turning point of, oh no, you can like have a great 50-50 match and it really doesn't matter. And no one, not everyone has to be dominant, especially a guy like Sean, that's not, you know, physically imposing. So, but well, man, and you I see wonder how fast. Just crazy knowing, how fast they are.
Knowing what we know now about the behind the scenes stuff too, I'm going to guess that these guys really enjoyed working together too. I think just their styles kind of complement each other well. I think that they both kind of knew the potential that there was here in doing these kind of matches. And so, yeah, just kind of, it just makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, they had to have filmed at least three Raws here. It'd be interesting back then. I mean, some of those long TV tapings that they used to view for Superstars or whatever it might be. I mean, you're just watching like a month or in some cases 6 weeks of TV all playing out.
Well, and how do you disseminate that too? So
you can't. Sometimes it's really confusing being there.
Right. So there was three recorded that day. So. Okay. You had a plus some dark matches. You had a Diesel and Sean beating Jake Roberts and Undertaker dark match to start.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, it was a dark match, so I don't know if I can find it. And so,
yeah, but that's pretty cool.
Main event of night one was Undertaker defeating Tatanka. The next night it was Yokozuna beating Owen Hart and Davey Boy via DQ and handicap match. And then, of course, we get the Bret Hunter on this show. Michaels with the upper hand on this one now. Great kind of springboard.
Yeah, I know since we film these in advance, sometimes we can't talk. We're a little out of sync in talking current stuff because we're a little late to the party. One thing I will ask you though, just because you brought up Triple H. So what do you think the real life relationship is with Triple H and Rock? Do you think that they're like super in sync or do you think there's some legit heat there?
I think that there's probably some wrestler kind of heat, you know, just from the days of their past. But I think in regards to the professional side of it, I think that they probably couldn't be more lockstep at this point. You know, I feel like they know exactly what they're doing. You know, I was saying it, you know, of course people, oh, we knew we were getting worked. Like we didn't know what was happening. Let's be real.
They didn't know.
They didn't know. I do.
CM Punk got hurt and they scrambled.
Yeah, and they did, plain and simple. And so did Seth.
Which happens. It's a wrestling business. Guys get hurt and it throws your plans off. They would have had to
at the same time.
They would have had to scramble if Seth got hurt.
If the long term leads to a Rock match next year, okay. Like, fine. Because what? I don't need to see Roman do anything else. Yeah, that was a big drop kick.
Leg drops off the top rope are always brutal. Okay, there's the sweet chin music. You know he's not kicking out of that. 1-2-3. There you go.
Tune the band. There you go.
Why they call him the 1-2-3 kid? Because he gets pinned. 1-2-3.
There you go. Yeah.
Really, really good match. I mean, like, just I enjoyed it. I mean, it's not going to be an all-time classic, but like really good TV match. So that one was fun. I like some of these quick matches. I mean, it just wasn't a dull moment, right?
And that was really good. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, really good. So, all right, let's get to the aftermath.
Ho! It's time for the aftermath.
All right, what'd you think?
That's great. Like I said, these little tight matches that are really good, like that was just – and, you know, we love this kind of late – or mid late 90s as well too. Michaels is now celebrating in the ring with a little girl that's got his hat on. And so, and the ladies going wild. Yeah, I just, this is a good era of wrestling, plain and simple. Like, you know, outside of the behind the scenes stuff, this was just a lot of fun. Yeah. How about you?
Liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And I do think it's just interesting that, you know, we're on the road to WrestleMania and Sean's going to watch Brett. Brett's going to watch Sean and yeah, a lot of fun. Enjoyed it. Good work on that one.
So this one is two very quickly. Of course, 1, 2, 3, Waltman, left the WWE, was seen then, was actually not a part of the curtain call that night. So ended up though in, front row, of course, as you do, the front row of Nitro, front row of the show, became a part of NWO is six. As we all know, he was the sixth member of NWO and 1 + 2 + 3 = 6. So that's how, did you know that? 1 + 2 + 3. So,
oh, that's right. That's right. Yep. And he was the sixth member of the NWO.
That's right. Yep. There you go. So a little trivia for everybody today. So yeah, with that then, you know, Michaels, of course, he had the WrestleMania 12 match, the Iron Man 60-minute match. And so we all know how that went. Of course, then this again led into the Click and all the behind-the-scenes stuff that happened there with the curtain call and kind of dealing with that. And so, but Michaels, though, still holding the championship for most of the year, losing it eventually to Psycho Sid, but then getting it back again at the following Royal Rumble, which was January 1997. So good stuff all around. Interesting here. PWI, 1, 2, 3 Kid in 1996 was 203, which seems crazy. I don't know if there was 200 wrestlers better than him, but all right. Michaels, numero uno in 1996, also doesn't surprise me. And so we didn't even get to some of the best matches he had that year. So yet, so actually both had some write-ups here. I was actually kind of surprised for just a Raw to be able to find this stuff, but at least a little bit. Michaels pinned 1, 2, 3 Kid with a super kick in what was said to be a very good match. About 12 minutes of it aired, not enough to be match of the year candidate, but nonetheless, very good. That was from the Torch. The Observer newsletter on this one, Raw was a strong show going unopposed on 3-4 with a great 3¾ match with Shawn Michaels beating 1, 2, 3 Kid and a decent 2½ match with Brett over Hunter. So match of the night for this one. So yeah, I'm surprised I found stars on this one. So 3¾ actually for the Kid. Okay. And Michaels, what are you thinking?
Well, you know, I mean, there's nothing of substantial significance to this, so it was a fun match. I'm gonna give it a 6. Now understand, I my payoff score is, you know, what's the stage? Is it WrestleMania or is it a house show? What's the significance of the match? What's the crowd doing? So for me, the atmosphere of this thing, the significance of this thing, just that's what weighs it down. The actual match was interesting. But again, if all we're doing is judging it based on gymnastics and, you know, fake wrestling, then that's why you read Meltzer. But if you want to actually look at the entire ambiance of it, that's what we do it here at the Payoff. I'm giving this a 6. How about you, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm at a 6.5, maybe 7 even, but I'll stick with a 6.5 at this point. I think it was just good. Like, it was a really good match. I think it definitely exceeded what you would expect sometimes from just a Raw match. And, you know, at the time, you wouldn't have really realized just the significance of what you were watching either. And so, you know, it's just a Monday night show, you know, 3 matches. And, of course, you're more concerned about what's happening with Brett and Shawn in the bigger picture than these guys having separate matches on this card. So, yeah. But overall, though, really good. Like nothing to scoff at, you know, especially after, we had last week's just absolute shit show of a match. Like, I would recommend this over the Doomsday Cage match any day of the week. So, yeah.
Good overall. I like it. You know, now next week we have an interesting one. I was at this show and I don't remember this match.
Okay.
You know, yeah. Been to a lot of wrestling shows and I just don't my memory's not that great. I swear I can like play a golf course and forget what happened out there. It's just weird. Maybe I need to like do some of those like daily puzzles or take some supplements or something. But I do not remember this.
Well,
but remember, this is the night of Shawn Michaels' final match. So I think it's like, there's something psychological about like going through trauma. And I went through trauma that night.
And this was a first half of the card match, I guess is the best way to put it. And it was another short one. So we'll get into it. We're talking about
6 hour wrestle. This is the 6 hour WrestleMania era.
Yeah.
Versus exactly. having so, two very nice shows. So Punk Mysterio, WrestleMania 26 next week. So good episode. This was fun. Talk about Manscaped for a second.
Yeah, of course. Can't forget about Manscaped. Of course, been with us since, God, at this point forever. And so I was actually just looking at the some of their stuff the other day because I got, whether to buy something new that I don't have or upgrade what I kind of have. I think I'm at the Lawnmower 4.0. They've got the 5.0 out there as well, too, now. But you and I live by their products. We know it's great stuff. We recommend them to anybody, whether men's grooming, all that different stuff that they have out there. Pretty much they got anything to take care of you at this point. Like, I'm using their beard oil as well, too. Like, still rocking the post-COVID beard and kind of having that. And so, but get into their store. Make sure that you've got manscaped.com. It's using our promo code payoff. It's getting you 20% off and free shipping, everything in the store. And so you load up your cart, use that promo code payoff, you're getting 20% off. You could sign up for their emails, whatever it might be, get that type of stuff. You're only getting 10 or 15%. We're giving you 20. So make sure you're using that promo code payoff at manscaped.com, getting 20% off and free shipping. So with awesome. That, let's send them home. Yeah.
All right, great episode. We'll see you next week on an all-new episode of The Payoff.